every single little choice that you make every single day is adding up, even if you can't see it. Welcome to the Dream Smarter Podcast, a no BS conversation about entrepreneurship and becoming successful in smart and efficient ways. What's up, everyone? Welcome to today's episode of the Dream Smarter Podcast. My name is Alex Kraling. I'm the host of the show and the founder of High Moon Studio, which is a branding and website design agency, and more to come with the agency, which is exciting. And we also offer education too. So there's like the branding agency portion of it, and then there's the education bit. And we're going to redo our website soon here. We have a lot to offer you guys. So I'm really excited about that. But anyway, today's episode is all about productivity. And people ask me all the time, Alex, how do you stay productive? So I'm going to give you a little quick episode on all of my favorite productivity hacks. Hopefully you can take one or all of these things, use them in your business, in your life to just create, you know, more productivity. Oh my goodness. Okay, let's get right into it. Okay, tip number one, put everything, and I mean everything, into your calendar, whether it's Google Calendar, Apple Calendar. We use Apple Calendar because it's just easy, and I use all Apple products. It syncs everywhere. Like, I mean everything, meetings, when you're driving in the car, when you're eating lunch, when you're taking a nap, when you have like reservations, obviously, everything. And then what I do is I share it with my whole team. So my whole team knows exactly what I'm doing all the time. And that keeps me accountable. So if I say I'm going to record podcasts on, you know, Wednesday night at whatever time, it's like 6:30 right now. If I say I'm going to do that and I don't, I feel silly, because then I come the next day and Becca's like, yo, did you like record those podcasts? And I'm like, no. And then I'm like, fuck, then I feel really bad. I'm also a people pleaser. So I'm very much so about like having other people hold me accountable, which this goes into tip number two, which is work on things in groups, like as a group of people. So obviously I know some of you guys don't have teams yet. I'm kind of just speaking from my experience here. I really just need somebody to hold me accountable for stuff. And whether that's a client or whatever, like just having your steps. So if somebody's depending on you to complete part A of the project, you're more likely to complete part A of the project because they can't move on to part B until you're done with part A. You know what I'm saying? So if you create this sort of chain and you work in groups of whatever kind, again, with your clients, with your team, whatever, even with your family, like let's say you have something in your calendar and you're like, well, I can't go to dinner, step B, until I finish step A, which are my podcasts, okay? So it's like little things like that to keep you accountable and keep you productive. I'm way more productive when I know like I have to do this for somebody else because I'm a people pleaser again. And so I'm using my own fault against me, if that makes sense, in a positive way. So it's about taking, you know, those little bits about yourself, and everybody's different. Again, like human design is a huge part of this. If you've listened to any of my podcasts before, you know I love human design. If you haven't read your human design chart, go to myhumandesign.com or org. I don't remember which one it is. Fill out your chart. Jenna Zoe, also a great person to follow on Instagram. She says a few like kind of out there things, but I appreciate it. I'm like, girl, she's like positive as fuck. So she's like a great person to follow. But go get your chart, read up on it. She has like little videos on her website too that if you want to dive deeper, you can kind of hear more. Obviously, they cost a little bit of money. She also has a ton of free posts and information, educational stuff on her Instagram, My Human Design. She has a personal too. But anyway, everybody's different. You just need to figure out like what works for you. So working in groups and the whole A, B, like can't get to B until we do A, works really well for me. And same with the calendar bit of like, I have my team knows what I'm doing. So I'm basically using my shit against me. So those are tip one, tip two. Now let's get into tip three. I love this tip and I say it all the time because it's so important. Understand that the only way out is through. I'm going to repeat that. The only way out is through. So if you are standing here, right where you are, and you see you know, you have your task, whatever it is that you need to complete, whether it's a project, whether it's your own website, whatever. Imagine it at the other end of a field, okay? And the field, this is so gross. I was going to say it has a bunch of cow poop in it, but we're going to say quicksand instead. The way my brain thinks sometimes. I'm from Wisconsin, for all of you who don't know that yet. So that's why that happened. But imagine there's quicksand. I mean, from A to B, right, from where you are right now to getting your task completed, you can either run there, you can walk there, or you can get caught in the quicksand for months, finally climb your way out, start walking again, get caught again. You know, no matter what, you have to get through the fucking quicksand. So are you going to do it now or are you going to do it later? If you really want that task to be completed, like, are you willing? And that's another thing to ask yourself. Are you willing to walk through the quicksand to complete the task? If the answer is no, stop there. Don't fucking do it. Move on to the next thing. If you're not willing to go through the quicksand to get to the end, to that task being completed, then why are you even trying? So A, are you willing? And then B, the only way out is through. And just repeat that to yourself. And sometimes when I'm feeling like, obviously I have days where I'm like, okay, I'm like totally out for the day and I just can't do anything and I just need a mental health day. That's totally fine. Nobody's perfect. Obviously we're all going to have those days. I'm talking more so of the days where I'm like, oh, I really don't want to do anything today. Oh my God. But I'm still feeling antsy and anxious. And I just repeat that to myself. I say, Alex, the only way out is through. Like, I cannot get out of this until I get through it. So then I'm like, okay, fuck, fine. I'm going to just sit and complete the task because I don't want to take more time on this. And it makes me complete it. Like tonight, 6:30. I actually did a lot today and I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning. Working pretty much and like running errands and doing all these things, whatever. It's been kind of a crazy day. Did I want to record the podcast today? No. I could have pushed it off until tomorrow, but I looked myself in the mirror and I said, girl, the only way out is through. You can do it today. If you do it today, you don't have to do it tomorrow. So just get this shit done. That helps me stay super productive. So that's a big tip. The next tip is remember your why. Okay. So this kind of is like, along with the previous tip, but I want to be a brand builder, I want to be this like powerhouse entrepreneur. Some people believe I'm there already. I don't. So I want to be an example for other people. I want to create all these businesses, but guess what, bitch? I cannot create all these businesses if I'm not moving the needle along every single fucking day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't do it if I'm not moving the needle along. And it's like, if I were to just push a little bit harder today and do one more task or whatever, over time, which this will get into the next tip actually, over time, I will see those compounding like things that I've done, those little tasks that I added each day, the extra step that I took every day will compound into this empire. So why not do it? You know, and that goes back to the, are you willing thing? Like to me, I ask myself, like, do you want to sit on the couch and watch TV or do you want to, you know, fucking push your business along? And I recently, this is a personal thing. I haven't really told anyone. Welcome. Now I'm going to tell this whole podcast like this, so the whole world can hear. God, I'm such a weirdo. But I recently stopped drinking alcohol and smoking weed. I quit weed. I mean, at home. Okay. So if I go out with a friend, I can get a drink. But I completely cut alcohol out of the house. No more smoking weed because I'm like, I just need to stay more focused. Like at night, I would just like smoke a joint and make dinner and have a glass of wine and just like watch TV for no reason. It was like keeping me company because I was bored. But instead, you know, it's 6:30 right now and I'm not sitting here like, oh God, I want to have a drink and smoke a joint. Like I'm just like, oh, I'm just going to do my podcast. What else do I have to do today? Nothing. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'll just do extra work and then I'll make myself a nice dinner. And I'll have a nice glass of kombucha and I'll go to bed at like literally no joke. I go to bed at like 8:30 and then I wake up at 5 and then I start my day and I'm super productive and I'm alive and I'm fucking in it. And it feels so good. It feels so good. Like I don't even miss those things, which I thought it was going to be much harder to like stop drinking at home and to stop smoking weed, but it's not. So just a little tip there. My why is really important to me. And I also want to create, it's not only for me too, because my why isn't really about me. Like I want to become this powerhouse woman so that I can show other women that they can do the same thing. That's my why. So the next tip is I just started reading this book and I literally am only a chapter in, but it's already changed my life. LOL. People talk about it all the time. It's called Atomic Habits. And basically it talks about the compounding thing that I was just talking about. And I could be like completely fucking up the way that I'm saying that, but hopefully you understand. Basically, every single little thing that you do adds up slowly. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, damn, cool. You're like working every day and you're like, God damn it, this is so hard. You're like in the quicksand, right? You're like getting through it. You're like, fuck. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, my Instagram account just hit 10K likes. How did this even happen? And you act like it's such a surprise, or like, oh my God, I just hit my first six figures. Holy shit, how did this happen? And you start freaking out and you're like, oh my God, this is so cool. But what you don't realize is like all of the stuff that you were doing every single day, all the little tasks, all the ways that you were pushing your business along, those things were adding up, even though you couldn't see them. It's like losing weight too. I don't know if any of you guys who are listening have like lost, you know, a substantial amount of weight. At one point I had lost 50 pounds, which I didn't even, so weird to even say out loud. I didn't even really know. I was at my highest when I left Tokyo because all we did all day was eat and drink. So I like ate and drank every single day for like, oh my God, so much food. And it was so worth it. Okay. But I was a balloon when I got back, a balloon. And so since I lost 50 pounds basically after I came back from Tokyo, it was a process. It was like 2 years, but all of a sudden I remember stepping on the scale and being like, oh my God, I'm the thinnest I've ever been. I was so thin for my body type. I was like, damn, it like hit me. I was like, holy shit, how did this happen? But what I didn't realize is like all the little steps that I was taking, like I was exercising more, and maybe it wasn't this abrupt thing, but it was these little decisions that I was making every single day. Atomic habits. Little decisions you make every single day that lead up to this big boom that all of a sudden you're like, holy shit, I just lost a bunch of weight. How did this happen? And you look in the mirror and you're like, damn. Or even a friend, if you've seen a friend before and you haven't seen them for a little while, or maybe you see them every day and then one day you look at them and you're like, wow, girl, you look fucking good. Damn. When did this happen? You know what I'm saying? That's atomic habits. So it's hard because when you're in it, people give up. They give up in the quicksand and they lay there and they let the quicksand take them because they can't see the progress yet. Can't see it yet. They can't see it at least enough yet. So that's when they quit. Don't quit, because the win, you know, the tunnel, the only way out is through. The through is just beyond that bit of quicksand. People usually quit right at the very edge of that success, right at the very edge of that atomic boom. Okay. So never forget that. Every single little choice that you make every single day is adding up, even if you can't see it. So I just always have that in my mind. I think productivity, it's such a mindset thing. You know, it's such a mindset thing. So just always have that in the back of your mind. And then my final tip for today on this is to celebrate your wins. I definitely find myself as a humble person, and I never want to come off like arrogant or conceited or whatever. And when I want to celebrate my wins, I kind of flinch sometimes where I'm like, oh shit, should I not say anything about this? Because like, what? But in reality, like, fuck that. Fuck that. If somebody gets annoyed by it, that's their own projection. So celebrate your wins. When you hit a milestone, like when you get to the edge of the quicksand, that was a lot of work. Are you kidding me? You just went through hell to get where you're at. You just worked your ass off and you're there, and you need to celebrate it. And then you need to start going through the next batch of quicksand. Okay? But celebrate. Don't just wash over it, because if you don't celebrate it, what's the point of getting through the quicksand? You know what I'm saying? Like, on to the next thing, on to the next thing. Like, you're going to kill yourself by going on to the next thing for your whole life. And of course, you know, progress is amazing, right? We love progress. Humans love progress. I love progress. I love moving on to the next thing, on the next thing. Move forward fast is another thing I say. But you also need to stop and you need to be like, wow, I'm so proud of myself for getting here. I'm so proud of myself. And you need to, you know, buy that nice bottle of wine, go to that nice dinner, buy yourself some fucking flowers, whatever you want to do, do it, because you deserve it. And then that's going to push you when you start going through the next quicksand. You're going to say, guess what? When I get to the end, I'm going to celebrate. So I'm going to work my ass off now. But once I get there, it's going to be amazing. And that will help you stay productive. You know, if you don't ever celebrate yourself, there's nothing to be productive for, right? So make sure you have a reason to be productive. So yeah, it's a good way to end the episode. It's kind of a quick one, but I feel like it was great information. Hopefully you guys, you know, took some notes, whether it's in your mind or on paper. And hopefully these things will help you become more productive. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you enjoyed the episode and you would like to write a review, we would sincerely appreciate it. Head over to Apple Podcasts, search, you know, Dream Smarter Podcast. Maybe you're already listening on Apple Podcasts. Write us a review, take a screenshot, email it over to Becca, which is BECCA at High Moon Studio. It's highmoon-studio.com. And we will send you a little gift in the mail as an appreciation for writing a review. We love you guys. We will talk soon. See you next week. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dream Smarter Podcast. My name is Alex Kraling, and I challenge you to grow your business the smart way, not the hard way. Follow along at Dream Smarter Podcast on Instagram.